This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There's a renewed push in the U.S. on Thursday from top Democrats to get President Joe Biden to forego his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump is preparing to accept the Republican presidential nomination in what aides said will be an unusually reflective speech on Thursday night. The 78-year-old has basked all week in praise at the Republican National Convention in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after surviving Saturday's assassination attempt at a rally. Trump's acceptance speech offers him a chance to try to lay out his vision for a second White House term before a national television audience. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday the most important topic for the European Union is defending its democracy after her re-election by the European Parliament for a second five-year term.
Our democracy is under attack from inside and from outside, and therefore it is crucial that the democratic forces stand together to defend our democracy.
Von der Leyen will now assemble her team, known as a college. The 27-member group includes a commissioner from each EU country proposed by the national government. This